When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Look at this. It's not even 6 o'clock yet, and it's already, like, light out. It's nice. It's getting lighter earlier. Summer is on the way, and welcome to 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. I am Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. Ah, here we are, Monday after Mother's Day. We're back at it. We're in the clear till, what's next? Memorial Day? What's next? Father's Day. 6 weeks to Father's Day.
There's that a holiday before then?
I don't know. Nah, don't worry about it. Whatever.
It's Memorial Day.
We're clear. The beginning of summer. That's when it is.
Oh, my God. My mind, I'm just going to apologize in advance. My mind is not working.
Yeah.
Like, is no way I could ever be a profession where you actually need your head. Like, I couldn't be a surgeon. I couldn't be a pilot.
No. Or an air traffic controller.
No.
I'm like, yeah. Like, well, it was... So I'm tossing and turning all night. I went to bed at like 9:30. We really busy yesterday, and I could not sleep. I tossed and turned all night. I'm up at 2. I'm thinking, I'm up at 3. I'm like, I drive to work this morning, and there it was. A giant full moon.
Oh, yeah, that full moon gets you.
That werewolf gene I have.
Yeah.
That's where my brain is. Did I stall enough?
May 26th, Memorial Day.
Oh, okay.
So we have that before Father's Day.
All right, a couple weeks till the beginning of summer, and then Father's Day, June something, 16th or something like that. Wow. Okay, we got it done. Mother's Day, it seemed very pressure-wise this year. We'll get to that in just a few minutes anyways. How about this? The weather this weekend was so nice. A Saturday for Lilac Parade was amazing. Sunday for Mother's Day, just beautiful, albeit a bit crisp yesterday.
I know. It was a little chilly, but the sun. You can't complain because beautiful sun.
We worked outside all day. I'll get to that. I don't know. But today, if you're going to work outside, go ahead. If you got stuff to do after you get home, 76 degrees, warm and sunny. It's going to be in the 70s every day this week.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I love it.
So warm and sunny, cooler near the lake, of course. Then mostly cloudy tomorrow, though. Showers in the evening, but still up in the 70s, like 72, 73 degrees. Tomorrow, there you go. That's it. That's how it is. That's how we work. Mm. Namaste. So I'm going to have a really good show today, or I'm going to forget to push buttons and have dead air.
Uh-oh.
It's one of those two.
That?
Well, when you're tired, you're either like lacking or punchy and up top on it.
I think, you know, you usually are at your best when you're really tired.
Yeah.
Maybe because you don't overthink it. Ha! I used your line on you.
How about that?
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Uh-huh.
Hello, you 6 o'clock hour on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. Warm and sunny today. Cooler near the lake. 76 degrees. Just another repeat of yesterday, but warmer. Okay. Hey, Sandy Waters. Mother's Day. How was your Mother's Day?
It was so nice. It was so awesome. My family is so sweet to spoil me.
All right. Now, give me the details.
So Saturday night, we went out to take my niece for her 21st birthday.
Okay. Oh.
So we all went out to take my niece. Now, we are old people, okay? We should not be going out like we were hanging with my niece. Now, I was the DD, of course.
Yes.
And we got home so late. We were hurting on Sunday. I am in pain.
Was your husband doing shots with his niece?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. They were all a hot mess disaster.
Nice.
It was so funny. It was so funny to be the DD and watching all of us.
There's something cool about doing that. You know, finally having a legal, you know, cocktail with your kid. Or nephew, niece, nephew, whatever.
Just
yeah.
So wild. It was so funny. But anyhow, so Mother's Day, it was like, okay, well, I don't want to sleep the day away. So we still woke up at normal time. It was like, you know, like 8:30-ish. Mm-hmm. And we were dragging butt, though. I wanted to go golfing with the family. I thought that would be fun, all of us go golfing. And, you know, it's not Father's Day, so Mother's Day, it's not going to be hard to get a tee time.
Oh.
It was a little too crisp for us.
Too cold for you?
Yeah. So we ended up doing projects around the house that need to get done. Mm-hmm. You know, spring cleaning kind of things. Mm. But we took our time. I'm like, it is so...
My wife, for Mother's Day...
Yeah.
I said to her the night before, I said, Ellie has something little for you. But, you know, no, she's like, I don't want a card. I don't want anything.
Okay.
Please. Yeah. Yeah. And I thought she'd be like, just let me sleep in. Now, she sleeps in every weekend anyway. Like, got to wait till the bear comes out of the cave kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She wanted to work in the yard and get everything like... spring outdoors.
It is so funny because we were doing the same, but every single mom I saw doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just when we took a walk, it was like, oh, yep, there's a mom, like knee deep in the garden.
Yeah. And, you know, nothing against my wife because I really handle the outdoor stuff, but once a year, she'll come out there and do stuff, and she does it big, like 5 hours worth.
Oh, you were out there
all day. Ellie brought home 7 little plants from school.
Aww.
Yeah, little marigolds and stuff like that, little violets and stuff, as part of her Mother's Day present. And yesterday, while we're kind of like watching CBS Sunday morning, Ellie pulls out all of her construction paper and sits at her little desk in the living room and made... we both cried. She literally made a little thing that says, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Like, when your kindergartner finally spells something on paper for the first time without you asking, spell dog.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Aww. It's HappyMudderDay.
Oh,
you know, it's all misspelled. It's just like little kitty stuff. It's just so cute. And I don't even know if I took a picture or not.
Did Ellie give her the bullfrog she found in the yard?
No, we did like look for it, though. We did look for Froggy McFrogface, but he hasn't been around since we found him. Oh. He usually sticks around.
Oh my God. My daughter, you said the moving moment in life is when your kid writes something, right?
Yeah.
My daughter, here's another moving moment in life. My 16-year-old, who doesn't, or 15, sorry, she's going to be 16 in a few weeks, but she doesn't have a job yet or anything.
Mm-hmm.
She actually bought me a gift.
Oh, wow.
Like, she has no money. I'm like, where'd you get this money from? I can't tell you. I'm like, oh, God, kid, where did you get this money? Whose money did you steal? No. But it was like she's given me sweet gifts, but it's mostly homemade, and she does such a great job with it. You know, she's very creative in that sense. But this was like the first, give me like a necklace, like a gold necklace.
Oh, how cute.
With like a mom and a daughter on the necklace, like a silhouette of. And I'm like, I don't know. It was
That's so moving.
But then there was an immense amount of guilt too, because like, oh my gosh, she spent money.
Oh, stop.
On this. Oh, what a Mother's Day. MUDDR backwards S.
Tough Mother's Day. It's the tough mutter.
It's all one word too.
5K.
Happy Mother's Day.
Writing a sign for a 5K.
That's awesome.
So hope your Mother's Day was wonderful and in some way, shape, or form reflected if mom wasn't around anymore. My mom died years ago, and we were sitting yesterday afternoon, and we have a skylight in our living room, and I look up on the tree, and there is a big red cardinal. And my mom used to love cardinals. I'm like, there she is. You know, I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh.
I never see cardinals. And all of a sudden, the first one I saw of the year was on Mother's
Day. That's what they say. That's the bird, right? That's the bird that you're, it's like a sign.
It's, yeah,
Isn't that a universal sign when you see a cardinal?
Oh, I don't know. My mom used to love cardinals. She had books and she would feed them. Yeah, she had bird feeders outside her little patio room. And,
I think that's the bird that when people say they see a cardinal, it's a sign that there's a loved one with them.
Yeah,
that's
early in the week, we saw a cardinal turn into a pope. It's coming up on...
Jokes are still here on a Monday.
You're like a breakfast burrito for your brain. Messy, loud, and totally worth it. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
We are back here on 98.9 The Buzz with James Whitaker from the Win the Day podcast. James, what do we got for us this week? Now, this is now we're working on this is God mode, right?
This is God mode. This is what I call designing an inspired life. Mm-hmm. One of the things that frustrates me, you know, I travel a lot. I meet thousands and thousands of people every single year. There's a big sense of apathy that a lot of people go through life with. And I like to try and help reignite the passion for people so we can just be a little bit more intentional about our day. And inevitably, when I see people who feel like they're treading water or they're not living with purpose or with passion, it's because of two things. They're not clear on who they are and they're not clear on where they want to go. So if you can design an inspired life, that enables you to reconnect with that passion, which is really the magic and miracles that we see in kids. Like kids are experts at seeing magic and miracles every single day because they believe in them and they expect them. But it's been a long time since most of us grown-ups have asked ourselves, what am I truly capable of? Or what life do I want that excites me? Or what's the bigger game that I want to play? So I've got a few questions to be able to help us to design an inspired life.
Excellent.
Okay. Cool. So the very first one, I interviewed someone and the biggest turning point in her life was when someone said to her about a genie test. If a genie appeared and could grant you any wish related to your life, what would you wish for? And I love that question because what it does is it starts us off by thinking without any limits. There is no ceilings on what we're capable of. Where if I said to you, what do you want to achieve next year? You would have where you're at now would be the thing that you're using as context. So if we can just remove all of the limitations on this completely and we say, what do you want? Like if you could make one wish and you could guarantee that it was going to be true, what would you wish for? That's what we do. So that's step one in designing an inspired life. If you could have one wish related to your life, your career, your relationships, your health, what would it be?
Is it just one specific thing or is it like what I want my life to look like?
So the way that I would think about this to really detail it, if you could only make improvements in one area, which one would have the biggest domino effect on everything else in your life?
Okay. So
exactly. So for example, if someone's thinking about career, it's like, cool, if I really focused on my career, would that give me the financial freedom to be able to design the life I want? If I really focused on my health and got specific on what that looked like, would that give me the energy and confidence to excel at work and be more present with my family? So this is the way that I would start to think about those different things.
Okay. So once, but see, I think I was looking at the big, big picture, like all of it. So you're saying...
Okay. It does not need to be all. Just think about one area. And if you're trying to figure out what that area would be, just start with we've got career, we've got health, we've got relationships. There's, of course, more than that. But if you can just start with one of those areas, which one would have the biggest domino effect on everything else, that's going to be a really good starting point.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And it's all connected anyway, right? So it will affect it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the reality is, like the relation, just an example on the professional side, the relationship that you have with your manager at work can be more stressful than the relationships that you have at home. Like it can impact your stress levels much higher than everything else in terms of mental health and all of that. So people who are stressed at work, that can easily lead to things like divorce and bad relationships with your kids and all of that. This is why it's so important to build a life of alignment where everything you do gives you energy rather than taking it away.
Okay, so your genie wish, and then what do you do with that?
So the genie wish from there is we say, cool, what does that look? So we've done that without any limitations. Now, what does that look like? Think about it a little bit like a funnel. So we've had that without any limitations. Let's move that down now to a three-year goal. Let's put some measurements around this. Let's make this a bit more specific, a little bit more detailed. What is that genie wish that would have a big domino effect? What does that look like in 3 years? And then we write down, cool, that's when you can start including some numbers, Maybe it's a financial goal. Maybe it's, I don't know, kilograms. If it's a fitness goal, pounds, whatever that looks like, just start adding some numbers in there, because that enables you to measure it and break it down even further. And then we turn 3 year into 1 year. So you can see we're moving down the funnel.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Life without limitations, 3 year, 1 year, and then we get down to 90 days, because we're saying, cool, if I could give myself 3 months of focus, how much progress could I possibly make? And then we start to work back the other way. We go from 90 days to 1 year. What things can I do today related to creating those milestones? So that's it. It's reverse engineering, starting without limitations and thinking about what are those milestones that I can tick off to show that you're making progress.
Can you give us an example of, like, either you personally, what your genie goal is, or maybe one of your clients?
Yeah, some of the biggest genie goals that I have heard, it really depends. So there are some related to energy. Energy is a really big one. If you notice that you're not showing up the way that you want to show up for the people you care about most, well, doing a good job of setting boundaries around people, especially if you're a big giver, you need to do a good job of setting boundaries. Uh-huh. So if you can do that while also prioritizing spending more time around people who challenge and inspire you, that's a great goal. So we say, cool, what does that look like 3 years from now? Well, it's like, well, maybe I need to be this role in the company because this enables me to hang around more with these people, or maybe you need to move to an entirely new career or a new company where you can finally do something that really resonates with you. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like in 1 year? Maybe it's to take another series of actions. It's really dependent on the individual. But I've seen everything from, health, career, relationships, any combination.
Oh my God, the one that you gave as an example, setting boundaries, and you always say yes. How many people resonate with that?
Oh, the moms especially.
Yeah.
If you're a working mom, setting boundaries should be the number one thing that you focus on, especially if you're around people, which is just what kids do instinctively, but a lot of husbands can do this in the mix where you take, even without intentionally, you're just taking, so the mom has nothing left. And if she has spent most of her day giving to other people at work and making lunches and everything else in the morning, she has nothing left at the end of the day, and that's where a lot of the friction and things creeps in for relationships.
Right. The martyr method doesn't work.
All of this is moving towards creating a filter for your decision-making. When you're met with a decision, you simply run it through the filter of, does this help me win? As in, does this align with who you are and where you want to go?
Sounds so refreshing.
James Whitaker, win the day with James Whitaker. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Go check out our podcast and find out the other 2 weeks worth of great stuff you could do just to make your life better here. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. You know, I'm in a job where I can't be nervous about stuff and, speaking and things like that in public and getting up in front of audiences and things like that. But there's this one. This is one thing, which I've done, but I'm double nervous about it. I did it last year. I'm able to do it again this year. I am throwing out the first pitch at the Rochester Red Wings game coming up this week.
Better you than me.
Why don't you do
it? They didn't even ask me. They didn't even ask me. And thank heavens, because you are right. I hate doing that. I did it once. I will never do it again.
Oh, you did do it once, didn't you?
I did do it once. It was horrible. It was nobody. Yeah. Everybody talks about, oh my God, how cool would it be to throw out the? Nope, it is not cool.
It's an honor, but it's nerve wracking.
It's an honor, but yep, very good. It's nerve wracking because everybody. That is the one thing in life that everybody is rooting for you to fail.
Yeah, exactly.
Or do something embarrassing so they could get entertainment out of it. You're a clown.
And you see like these first pitches all around, the country where, you got a gymnast doing like backflips and then throwing it and nailing it right over home plate. I'm like, come on.
There's nothing you can do to make it cool, right? You're not a gymnast. What are you going to do to make it cool?
Know.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, do I come out wearing some funky like mirror ball disco outfit or something just to distract or what?
Oh, good point.
But that's not that's not representative of, me and the Buzz. So it's like, I got my Buzz, Red Wings jersey.
But here's the thing. Huh. You can't. Okay. There's a fine line with you going out there and making a fool of yourself and looking like you're trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be cool. But yet you want to be somewhat memorable, right? You don't want to be forgotten either. It's such a delicate dance.
I don't know. I mean, you don't want to make the news because you're so horrible.
But you do want to make the news because that's why you're throwing out the first pitch, so you can get attention.
Well, it's an honor to be asked to do the first pitch.
Absolutely.
It's like getting the key to the city. The difference between that is everybody wants to see you screw it up.
Yeah, right.
So did I throw it at spikes instead of the pitcher or the catcher?
Again, no, you're gonna. No.
Okay, how about
throwing it at spikes, then you're gonna hit spikes in the head and then it's gonna go bad.
How about using the 5-year-old as a prop?
I was just gonna ask you, when you did it last year, I remember Ellie really stole the show.
Oh yeah,
didn't
she was there. Yeah, she stole the show. Yeah.
She was out on the field with you?
Yeah, standing kind of along on the sideline, but Mitzi had taken her and started dancing with her. And
as you're throwing out the first pitch?
Yeah, pretty much. And it was like, so I went wide left. I'm like, oh, geez. You know, the guy had run after it, ended up in like across the expressway. This rolled into the parking lot right underneath, right through the tunnel there.
Well, you got to bring Ellie again. Have Ellie do it for you.
I know. Anyway, I just think of like a scenario. And I mean, you practice. You can't practice. You can practice throwing a baseball, but every pitch that you throw is different unless you're a professional, right? Unless
you can
control them.
I remember last year when you brought this up that you were throwing out the first pitch at the Red Wings game, you said, I am not nervous. I'm not nervous. It's fine. And I said, you should practice. And you're like, nah, you can't practice for something like that. And now this year, your tune has completely changed.
I have to look up what the difference, the distance is from the pitcher's mound to home plate at a AAA ballpark, AA ballpark, whatever.
And what's that? What are you going to do with that information?
At least I know how far to throw it. And then I'll stand that far from the tree and then try to hit the tree or something. I don't know.
So you're going to practice this time?
I'm going to have to. I got to do better than last time. And now here's the thing.
Unless that's your thing. Unless you're the wide right guy. It's Gus Pizzano, the wide right guy.
Here's the thing. You... I don't know. There's so many things. It's like, you know it's all in your head, right? There's no difference in throwing it to your kid in the front yard. Except there's 14,000 people watching.
Well, your kid isn't standing that far away. And you're right. Anyway. There's people watching.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people are listening right now, like almost envious of the fact that you get to be the one to throw it out.
Well,
because if I heard, I'm like, I am zero envious of you. Like our boss after, he texted me like oh God, I am so sorry they didn't ask you. I'm like, please, I'm thanking you for not asking me. Like he felt so bad. I'm like...
No, so yeah.
Better you than me, my friend.
Yeah.
When is it?
Saturday. Wait, let me look.
This Saturday?
I believe so. The 17th.
All right, who's going to the Red Wings game this Saturday?
Listen,
help Scotty out.
Dan Mason usually comes in on homestand, so on Friday I'll ask some tips and tricks and see if he can help me out. Now, last time there was like 8 of us in line. So now and there are other people that were way more athletic than me. Plus, there was a little 7-year-old kid that threw it way better than I did before me.
Wait, do you like it better that there's people, other people?
Yeah, it takes the pressure off.
No, see, I think that is more of a screaming comparison.
Yeah.
Like, I would want to. It's not like you can fall into the crowd and you get unnoticed. That's a way to get more noticed. God, I don't know if I would like that.
It depends on who goes in front of you. If the person in front
behind
of you,
if
the person in front of you like doesn't nail it and you do, then it's all good. Then the person behind you doesn't matter. But the person in front of you does really well and you like screw it up, then they'll be
because the anticipation building up when it's your turn in line. Like when I did it, it was just me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just me. I failed, screamed. It was weird. A weird noise came out of my body. And then we moved on and just hurry up, Dan Mason, start this damn game.
But
it's like waiting in line and oh my God, the nerves are going to get.
I think some dude from the NFL was after me. And thank God, I think that took some of the pressure off. Like I did it.
Oh, see, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's taking the pressure off. Okay, anyone going to the game on Saturday, let us know. Anyone know how to play baseball? And you want to give Scotty pointers, we'll invite you into the studio. You can help Scott practice.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
How are you? Look at it. After Mother's Day. I hope your Mother's Day was good. And I am Scott Spezzano. There's Sandy Waters. Of course, Mother's Day weekend is always big here. 127th year of the Great Lilac Festival. And I was at every one of them.
Yes, you were, pretty much.
Pretty much. No, it was my 30th year of calling the Lilac Festival Parade, so it was kind of fun.
How did it feel? Did you do any? We didn't have any warning. We could have celebrated in some way. But.
Yeah, it was cool. The weather was perfect. Everybody was happy. And then afterwards, to get into the Lilac Festival, something I noticed this year that I hadn't in the past, there is very strict security getting in.
Yeah.
Walk through metal detectors and, you know, security, and really tight this year. Some people are like, good, that's good. I don't want to worry about anything.
Well, they had no choice, right? And they kind of warned us, a lot of these festivals, even the Fireman's Carnival, we were talking about it last week, a lot of them have to now get tougher and strict, more strict, because you'll get that small crowd that ruins it for everybody.
Yeah,
the young kids that, start trouble, so...
Yeah, and but I don't know if anybody was there and would like to chime in 818-2899 on the opening on Saturday or even yesterday. What was it like getting in? How long did it take you to get in? Because it looked to me, there is thousands of people in line. You know, I get it. It was a mad rush right after the parade. One giant chunk of people trying to get in.
But now, before it was just walking.
Yeah.
Now, if you have to go through a process to get in, I can imagine it's gonna jam up the line a little bit.
It triggers the old long security line trying to get your plane, you know, am I going to get through security in time to get onto my flight? So, but then again, if it takes you, you know, half an hour to get in, do you spend...
Is that how long you think it took people?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't wait.
Anybody go to Lilac Festival? How long did it take you to get in?
Yeah, I'm just asking for calls.
And how much did it bother you? Because you can't, I mean, I don't know how many people are going to argue this is silly. They should just let us in, because what else are you going to do? You got to deter the bad kids from getting in.
Yeah, and I get it, you know, so there's a trade-off.
Okay, so let's say it took, on average, a half hour, okay.
Let's say it took a half an hour to get in. Do you spend more time there because it took so long to get in? is it one of those things?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, kids want to go home. They're having a meltdown. No, I don't care. We waited in line.
Half an hour to get in. But it's funny because that's a wonderful festival where you can kind of, in the past, you could, you know, kind of mosey in, mosey out, mosey around, and you don't feel like, because you didn't have to pay to get in, right? You pay to get into somewhere, you're going to get your money's worth. You're paying with time now to get in.
It's like the buffet. You're going for seconds and thirds and fourths just because you can. The all-you-can-eat buffet. Gosh, I don't know. Yeah, you're right, because you would go in and I would go in and out of the festival area.
Right, right.
So now if you have to wait in line when you go out to get back in, God, was the line constant the entire day?
I don't know. All I know is that immediately after the parade, it was everybody wanted to get in, and there's like, you know, there's thousands of people. And it was backed up. I mean, there was lines, long, long lines, hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands that were trying to get in. But if I think about it now, that's probably not going to be too bad from here on out, because it's not one chunk of people waiting to get in, one giant chunk of people waiting to get in.
Yeah, maybe it was
just
because it was right after the parade.
Yeah, yeah.
But as long as the line moved fairly swiftly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like when you go into a show at the, you know, Blue Cross Arena, sometimes you got to wait outside. Like the last show I went to was Sebastian Maniscalco, and we had to wait outside. It was like, oh my God, this is going to take forever. But it didn't take forever.
But it goes quick, yeah.
It was kind of. So I wonder if the Lilac Festival was kind of like that. But that is a bummer. I liked the ease of going in and out.
Right.
It was just like an open space, come and go.
Yeah, it wasn't fenced off where there's only specific entry and exit points.
Didn't have to go through any, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know if there's any place that exists where you can just walk in freely anymore. Like even like Seabreeze, you got to go through the, you know, metal detectors.
Well, I mean, that's always been a gate there. There's always been a gate.
Is there anything left?
Good morning to Buzz. Hi.
Morning.
Hi.
I was at the Love Access Festival Saturday.
Yeah.
It was maybe 1:30 when we got there.
Okay.
There was quite a line, but we got through quickly. They were organized. They were moving people to
good. And it felt good. Did you want to spend more time there, or were you like, man, it took forever, or no?
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. There was a lot of people Saturday, though.
Yeah, it was
so beautiful.
So beautiful. There. Yeah.
How? So you didn't have. It looked like it would have taken forever, but the line moved pretty quick. You're saying.
No, they were organized. Okay. So
that's
they're
great.
Moving people around. Good. This one's open. So, yeah.
Good. And I know we have it in the news, but I know there's like a farmer's market there today starting after 10 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah, down where the kids area is. So there's going to be, so you're going to go to Lilac Festival and get some veggies.
Now, is this your Mother's Day tradition? Do you have kids?
I have kids, but I already had spent. And had breakfast with them, so this
was
my boyfriend, Simon, and I.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. Yeah, good.
I love it. Well, happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling The Buzz. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, it's coming up on 7:12 on The Buzz with beautiful, sunny, warm, and 76 degrees today. Going to be 70s tomorrow, but we're going to see clouds, chance of rain by the end of the day.
Okay, so it's Trick or Justified time, and this is so funny. I mean, it's kind of weird because it's our boss, Dan, that this happened to, but I'm like, Dan, are you for real?
All right.
Okay, so he goes to this restaurant bar with his fiancée.
Yes.
And something that he did with his fiancée, everybody in the restaurant, or this one couple in the restaurant was annoyed by it because they ratted him out to the manager.
Oh, geez.
What is it that they did, Dan and his fiance, to get him in trouble with the manager?
Jerk Justified, coming up in a bit.
The best part of your morning isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk or Justified.
I love this. I made sure that you did not tell me what Dan, our boss Dan.
Yeah.
Now this guy's 6'8". He is a behemoth.
Yeah,
perfectly proportioned, though.
Right, no matter where he is, he's getting attention from whatever room he's in. And without a doubt, just by his size.
Yeah.
Okay, he is engaged.
Yes.
And Angela, who we met, sweetest woman in the world.
I can't even
believe she let him do this. I look at her totally different now after this.
Well, what'd he do? What'd they do?
Okay, so how do you feel about PDA? You love PDA. I mean, you're a handsy guy, too.
Absolutely.
Your wife hates it.
Right.
You love it.
Yeah. Good choice.
So Dan and his fiance, this is what he posted on Facebook. It's a picture of him. Now, they're sitting at, it's a restaurant bar, kind of feels like New York Beer Project, where there's high countertop tables and it's long, you know, it's all across. You know what I mean? But also sitting down lower regular tables.
Yeah, so there's high tops and low tops.
Yeah. There were four other tables with people at it in the shot that he took a picture of him and his wife.
Okay.
Their fiance, rather. And it says, apparently, I was being a bit too handsy with my fiance for this couple behind us to the point they complained to the manager. And I go, Dan, but how handsy? What does that even mean? I was too handsy.
Yeah, what do you say?
Now, remember, he's like at the higher countertop bar.
He's at the high tops, yeah.
And the couple, are sitting at a regular height table.
Or low tops.
He goes, I just had my hand on her butt. I go, okay. He goes, down her pants on her butt.
Oh, no. Down the back of her pants?
In a restaurant? Well, yeah, it's okay. I was grabbing a little bit, but it wasn't like, you know, that was it. Just my hand was done. And I go, Dan. And he's trying to defend it as if it's like no big deal. He goes, what's the problem? I'll let the court decide what the problem is. Mm. I don't know how many people are going to be on his side.
Wow. I will dig deep and try to find something. Yeah, yeah. Like all the way down to the like elbow?
Down the pants. He said, I had a handful.
Okay. All right.
Oh, come on. Get your hand. What are you doing while you're eating?
818-2899 is the number.
Yeah.
Our 6'8" boss.
I mean, he's got big hands.
Yeah.
He's got big old hands.
Big mitts, size of a laptop.
Would you complain to the manager?
No, I think it'd be funny.
I mean, it must have been so distracting for somebody to complain.
We got a voice message on the Odyssey app. Jamie from Canandaigua, listen.
Jerk move, because I don't like watching people be handsy in public. I'm a type of person that doesn't want to get handsy or somebody handsing on me in public.
Yeah.
I keep that private, so jerk.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Jamie.
I don't like the PDA.
I think it's cute.
There's certain places PDA is more acceptable than others. In a bar, okay, fine. At a restaurant, people are eating. You should be using both hands to eat your food.
I like PDA anywhere, whether it's at like a walking around, like at a festival, you know, like lovey dovey, kissy kissy.
Where does PDA go too far for you?
Nowhere. I'm voyeuristic. I like to watch that. I'd like to see people like getting all happy. Why not?
You it's are nice Dan. You're like Dan. Have I you mean, ever put your hands behind down Jill's pants in public?
I'll withhold that comment. I don't want to embarrass her or not embarrass her.
Okay, you would then. She would never let you.
I have. Yeah.
So where are you putting your tally?
I put under justified. It's okay.
Oh my God. Nobody wants. Do you know that the majority of people don't want to see that?
How about shut up and eat your food? Focus on the person you're eating dinner with, and when you pop that chicken parm in your mouth, just pretend it's his hand.
Laura on Facebook just messaged us. Ew! Save it for home, jerk. No, he was an absolute jerk. The couple was justified to complaining.
Why? I don't understand why it's such a big deal. I mean, because they could be fighting. They could be, you know.
Well, you don't fight either.
It could be negative.
There's certain things you do and don't do in public, and. The bedroom stuff, keep it in the bedroom. You don't need to, like, I get it, put your arm around her, fine. Holding hands, fine. That's it. That's as far as you should go.
No kiss.
You shouldn't be making out.
No long kisses.
In a restaurant, there's no need for it. You know what I mean? You're not saying hello or goodbye. You're sitting there eating your meal.
Right, eat your meal. You would have more problem with
it makes you feel so uncomfortable.
You'd have a problem with a guy, you know, doing a little like done back then. How about a girl doing that to a guy?
No, you do it. This is not a gender thing. This is just, it's PDA. It's universal. No. It doesn't make you feel uncomfortable.
No.
It makes me feel so weird. I even hate when my husband gives me a kiss, like in front of my parents at the family gatherings.
One of your wedding vows was sexless, which is, totally understand.
Yeah, but you don't have to be like showing. I get it. You guys are in love. No, you know what it is? This is a sign of when I see couples with too much PDA, there's something wrong in their relationship.
No, there's something new in their relationship.
You're not 13.
You are when you're first in love.
Okay, they're not first in love. They've been together forever, and they're engaged at this point. They're grown adults.
They're still in that.
This is not even her first marriage. You know what I mean? Like,
it's his first, so he's all excited. All right, I see all the pushback. Fine.
The verdict is
fine.
Jerk.
Yeah.
You're gonna send this to Dan?
Yeah, actually,
I will.
I was on your side, dude.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9
You wait till our Wednesday meeting. He's going to be mad at you.
It's just, oh, look at someone just said that's
what?
Like soft core. Oh, God. Yeah, no, now the flood of texts are coming in. Yeah, no, yeah. Not one person is agreeing with Dan.
No.
Sorry.
All right.
Keep your hands out of her pants.
I hate you. You're such an instigator.
Hold on a second. First of all, you surprised me with your answer because I didn't think you were going to say you did.
Well, you asked. And then if I didn't answer, you'd press me and then you'd like twist me and then I'd have to say something.
There's no way your wife would allow you to do PDA to the level of what we just debated on Jerker Justified. Our boss, Dan, puts his hand down his wife's pants.
He put his hand back, like, in her jeans behind her butt. That's it. And makes it sound like you were he was digging for gold or something. No.
No, no, no. Right. Okay. So, anyhow, everyone said it was jerk.
Yeah.
But when I asked you, do you do that? I thought you were going to say no, because I know your wife, and she would never allow you to do that in public. And you're like, well, you know, yeah.
Well,
you said yes.
Well, here's the deal. I get a phone call from my wife. Jill's like, oh, I had to drop Ellie off at school today, and she heard the whole thing, and she's mortified. Started crying?
No, she didn't.
Yeah. She got all hyped up, and Jill had to calm her down.
What do you
she's
going
to go in. She's going to go into school and tell everybody that Daddy puts his hands down Mommy's pants, and it's all your fault.
It's not my fault. Take ownership of what you say.
I'm gonna clam up about my personal life, and then you're gonna jide me on it and the whole thing.
Stop.
And
stop right now. First of all, there's no way Ellie cried. What a 5-year-old has no idea that is that.
Yes, she does, and she's smart. She didn't take a PDA. I don't know. I didn't. I only you heard my conversation with my wife. I don't know.
Again, it shocked me that you do that or want to do that. I didn't think you went that far with PDA. You disclosed a lot there.
I have slid my hand down her jeans, like, just quick on the top of her butt, not, like, retch around.
Well, the top lip of your jeans is fine. Well, no, that's not even fine.
Yeah,
but I guess
I just kind of put
it's
my
more
hand,
fine than what
like
Dan
put my hand did. In, thumb on the outside kind of thing.
Yeah, well, right, Dan, so our anyway, boss, didn't do it that way. And now you got in trouble.
Yeah.
So is your wife mad at you?
And I got in trouble, and he got in trouble, and everybody got in trouble, so, yeah.
Well, you're not even going to get to the lip of her jeans now.
Okay.
I can't wait for the teacher to send home a note. Well, so Ellie told the class.
All right. We're coming up on 7:56 on the buzz. Come on. We're going to be late.
I can't. I'm just enjoying this moment.
98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. Our 8 o'clock hour on Spaziano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spaziano. Sandy Waters right there. 26 years of rockin' mornings. Hi.
Hey.
Nice day, beautiful sunshine and 76 degrees. It's actually feeling like spring.
It is awesome. Incredibly awesome. You can't have a bad day today. I know you might be stuck in the office all day, but it just puts you in a good mood, doesn't it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Hey, I know we're going to talk about food, but I have a quick question.
Yeah.
I inadvertently put my 3 heads of romaine that I got from Lettuce in the freezer.
How do you inadvertently do that?
I don't know.
That?
I was talking
spaced.
Cousin Chris and I, and we're putting stuff in the thing, and all of a sudden, you went to the freezer yesterday to get some chicken nuggets for Ellie, and
there's the lettuce.
I'm like, is it salvageable?
Can you freeze lettuce? I don't know.
I am asking you of all people.
Yeah, don't ask me.
Anyway.
My mom says she can freeze anything, so I don't know. 818-2899. This is crazy, and some people that I saw comment about this story, the whistleblower calling out Tyson Foods.
Okay.
They said it's almost a good thing. And I was like, wait,
okay.
I don't know if I could see that side of it. Think about your first job.
Okay.
Does a child's first job, a kid's first job, need to be tough to build character and to have them appreciate working?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to dangle that out there.
All right.
So this is an extreme, though, because a whistleblower called out Tyson Foods for allegedly employing minors. Former Tyson Foods employee who oversaw plant safety reported witnessing underage workers at the Tyson processing plant. So I guess what happens now, the company, Tyson, is denying the allegations, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Labor is deciding if they want to investigate. But this isn't the first time, actually, this has happened. 2023, the U.S. Department of Labor found over 100 children were illegally employed by Packers Sanitation Services, which is a company that Tyson hires.
Oh.
So they contract this company to clean slaughterhouses.
Third party, I see. Okay.
So this third party has been popped, employing 100 children to clean slaughterhouses. That can't get any more tough.
No.
And as young as 13.
Okay. Not in America. I can't do that. But I see. Yeah, I'm sure it happens
everywhere. This is America.
Yeah.
This is happening in America.
Should not be happening in America.
They're saying these kids weren't forced to claim, but they were, you know, they were preyed upon because of their situation. They're either immigrants or they're poverty or whatever. They were.
Were they getting paid well?
I don't know if well, but they were getting paid.
Okay.
So.
Can't you get a work permit when you're 14?
You can get a work permit early.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then this is where the conversation, I think, would be interesting to take it, because there were people to say, hey, yeah, it sounds bad. That's a tough gig, but there's somebody has to do that gig. So why not have the kids do it? Like, again, you can work at 14 in some places. Mm-hmm. What job is right and wrong? What job should be off limits for kids that young?
I want to step outside of it in a second and be like, I don't see a problem with, as long as they have a work permit, doing that job.
Yeah, see, a lot of people felt that same way.
Yeah.
On the surface, it sounds terrible, right? One of the worst jobs ever is probably cleaning up a slaughterhouse.
Well, yeah.
And you're sending a 14-year-old to do it?
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the world. Somebody's got to eat.
That's what a lot of people said.
I agree.
Totally a lot of people agree. Said that.
Totally agree. Plus, there's people that don't want that job. And there's people that do want that job. Not if forced into it, but if it's available and you're making $15 an hour, it's money, and you know.
I don't know how much they made. I don't know what minimum wage though. They have to follow it here to minimum wage.
At least, yeah.
That's a good amount of money for a 13, 14-year-old.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? My kids both worked at a pizza joint when they were 14. You know, a couple hours after school.
See, now my mama bear mode, and I know this is not the best thought, but my mama bear mode is like, that's too much for too young.
Wow.
But
how?
It's not good. It also, and I recognize it's not good to give your kid a cushy job. If it's too cushy of a job, then they don't really understand or appreciate hard work.
I agree. Right? Yeah. I give them a job. A job is a job. Listen, they're not going into
traumatizing.
No, but they're not going.
I don't know.
You know, they're not going to take a job or be accepted into a job. It's too difficult for them.
There's a lot of jobs actually at 14 that you cannot have, because when my daughter got a worker's permit, she couldn't find a job. Nobody was hiring her.
Hi, the Buzz.
Hey, it's Teacher Tracy.
Hey, Teacher Tracy. What's up?
How was your 60th party?
Oh, Sandra.
It was fun.
How was your birthday is what you should say.
I got the fifth highest score on Frogger.
Hey, now.
I love this.
So chime in. What do you think about this?
So my older brother, when he was in his early 20s, worked for a temp agency, and they sent him on all kinds of different jobs, and they sent him to a slaughterhouse one day.
Yeah.
And I believe he left at like 7 o'clock or something. He didn't last long. He said it was the most disgusting thing he had ever done.
I'm sure.
He probably still has
nightmares. It was minimum wage, and he was like, it's just not worth it.
And now he's vegan.
Yeah, right. But what do you think? Are you under the mindset that a kid's first job at the age of 14, 15 should be tough because it builds character and demonstrates hard work? Or should it be a little bit softer? Well,
my first job at 13 was I delivered the Times Union.
Oh, yeah. About that.
Cushy job. Cushy. That was too cushy.
Oh, no. There's dogs.
Not just the dogs, but the people who wouldn't answer their door and pay me.
Yeah, remember those days where you had to, like, collect?
Wasn't there a movie about a paper boy who chased somebody down? It was in a movie. Oh,
was that an Adam Sandler? No, Adam Sandler? Was that like, an Adam Sandler thing?
Like John, no, I think it was John. No, not John Cryer. Oh. Who the heck was it?
John Cusack?
I'll think of it.
I don't know.
Yes.
Somebody will remember.
Yes.
Somebody will remember.
The kid was chasing down John Cusack to get paid.
The old days. That's the, if you're not familiar, the Democrat and Chronicle was the morning paper and the Times Union was the afternoon paper. That's how big print news was.
Yeah.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate the people who do work in the slaughterhouses? Because your brother didn't make it a full day. And let alone, there are people that is their career.
After a while?
You think you have it bad going into the office on a sunny day and you're bitching and moaning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
just remember those people working in the
slaughterhouse. You're bitching and moaning about little things, and you're bitching and moaning about chicken eyeballs.
He described it to me, and you couldn't pay me enough money to do that.
Yeah, I hear you.
The Buzz.
Hey, it's open for the season. You know how, like, it's festival season. It's golf season is open.
What, Seabreeze?
Seabreeze is another good example.
Darien Lake?
This is even bigger than all of those combined.
Combined?
It's a big thing. Combined, yes. And this is something that I am going to try my hardest this summer to convince you to jump on the bandwagon.
All right.
The West Side Banger Wagon. The Italian Garaggio.
Oh, God.
It's open for the season.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
You got to do it this year.
It's not going to happen.
You got to do it.
Damn it.
I saw so many people post, hey, it's open for the season, the Italian Garaggio. And I'm like, yep, mine is too, my friends. And I thought, you know, you are missing out, Scotty. It is so perfect for you. You just cleaned out your garage, right? You were talking about how much time you spent trying to clean out the garage.
Work in progress.
And you just love just sitting. I mean, oh,
but God. Do you guys have equipment in there? You have your lawnmower and your leaf? No, I don't have room for any of that. I can't empty my garage and put a couch in it.
Well, and just a ceiling move it to the side.
It is to the side.
Well, move it more to the side.
I would much rather sit on our back deck, which is way nicer.
Somebody tell them, where's Italian Garaggio, Donna?
Oh, you know, I'm so sorry. She did call, but she was calling about the PDA thing. I didn't know it was about this. Call back, Donna Garaggio. Go ahead. You can try to sell me, and Sandy could try to sell me on this.
And every other East Sider.
And every other West Sider try to sell me on this.
You don't know what you're missing. You don't know what you're missing until you experience it.
I don't want to look at traffic. Doesn't make sense to me.
You hardly have traffic in your neighborhood.
I know. Well, I got people walking by all the time. And
yeah, that's what's great.
No, I don't want to talk to you.
People watch. And Ellie, it's perfect for Ellie. You put the screens up and you have her player in the garage. You put the padded floor down so she can just mess around and play in the garage and finger paint and make a mess and it doesn't matter.
First thing she'll want to do is open the zipper to try to get out.
That's fine.
And play with that for like an hour.
Okay.
And then
good.
She'll be gone. I get having a nice garage. Like, I'm even, like, my father-in-law did the speckle paint floor thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. Yeah, with the flakes.
come on, Scott, make this year the year.
I need to take 3 trees down as part of my wife's birthday present.
I'm
not spending $3,000 on that. I got to spend $3,000 on this stupid tree removal.
Anyhow, I know a lot of you were spring cleaning and getting things ready and the house all nice and pretty this past weekend. And that was a big deal for a lot of people.
Hey, I got something for you. Now, is the garage set up or did you guys wash the floor first and all that stuff?
It's ready to go. Like, I am so excited to work out there today.
Oh, God. Well, then I get it. It's going to be sunny in 76.
Yeah.
I did buy something off the TikTok shop.
Oh, boy.
Which I just got.
Go.
No, it's just, this is for people like you.
Yeah.
Me, who need it, in 2 or 3 different places. It's you know how you got a power washer? And when you power wash something, you're going back and forth. You got to sweep back and forth in like 1-inch squares, back and forth. And then you miss a spot and it's dirty. This is power washer. You plug it in and it's on 2 wheels and there's 4 nozzles underneath it. So when you want to wash your patio or your garage floor or your deck, you put the power washer on and you just go back and forth. So it's this wide area that's even power washer and it cleans back and forth. It's like $30. So I can't wait to wash everything. My front sidewalk, my front stoop, the front porch is cement. I got a little rectangular front porch, tiny little one.
What is it about the power washing videos that hooks you? It's so satisfying.
It is. I agree. Oh, my gosh.
I'll be sitting in my my Italian garage here watching power washing videos.
Getting power wash envy.
Hey, just do a live stream. I'll watch you power wash while I enjoy my Italian garage.
Do you have one?
A power washer? Yeah. I don't do the power washing. That's not my job.
Do you
but
have
yes,
one?
Yes, I have one.
You guys
well, yes,
have one?
Yes, my husband does it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. We may have to let him borrow the amazing Rolly.
The attachment?
Yeah, Rolly attachment.
Spezzano and Sandy. How do you feel about just giving your kid a car when they turn 16?
Nope.
Oh, you're totally against it.
Yeah, and I don't think I ever was back when my kids turned 16 was in that position to do so.
If it meant, and how do you feel about this, 818-2899? I'm very curious because there are so many more parents I know to just kind of give their kid a car when they're 16.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice car, like a nicer car than I have.
Like a new car?
Like the safety features. Safety feature packed car.
Mm, yeah.
But of course they can't afford that on their own, right? So mom and dad help. I am so against that, but I just saw that it was this study or whatever. My computer just crashed, but it was a study that's like, don't ever have your kid get a hand-me-down car.
Oh.
You got to make sure that they get all the safety features because, you know, the whatever.
Yeah, right. Safety features, period.
Because of safety features, but I don't subscribe to that.
So you don't want safety features for your new driver?
Well, here's the thing.
Or it's just a money thing.
Well, it's a little bit of everything. So my daughter is 15. She's going to be 16 in June 3rd.
Oh.
And she's signing up for her permit test,
man.
whatever.
Yeah,
and she's
man.
Like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to drive. And I'm like, what car are you driving? Well, your car. All my friends are getting a car for their birthday. I'm like, well, that's not how we roll in this family. And you don't have enough money to buy anything. So.
But she's got to start practicing in your car, your husband's car.
Oh. I don't know what car she's going to practice in because I have a beast of a car. I love it, but it's my Volkswagen Atlas. That's third row, and it's big.
Well, she needs to practice in that.
Does that make it better to practice in a bigger vehicle?
Oh, yeah. Because you can always step down. It's easier to step into a smaller vehicle once you learn in a big one.
But here's the thing. When you take the road test, you're not allowed to use the safety features as far as like the rear camera and whatever.
Uh-huh.
They'll cover that up. There's no way you're pulling out or parallel parking in my vehicle without the rear camera. There's a way. You can't do that. No, I'm not trying that.
Well, yeah, there is a way and it can be done and you will try. She will do it. Just when you're teaching her how to drive, you know, cover up the rear view camera.
I don't know. How many of you just gave your kid a car? Because my older daughter, too, she is zero. Like, her car is so basic. It's 2013. It's a beautiful vehicle. Mm-hmm. That's all she could afford.
Got seatbelts?
That's pretty much it.
Got airbags.
Yeah, I'm talking safety features like the light, you know, whatever it tells you, like your blind spot.
Oh, that stuff.
What do you think I was talking about?
I don't know. Like self-driving almost these days. Some of these cars are like 40% self-driving now with the stay in lane feature and then the radar
which
keeps you away from the back of the car, the other car and all that
That's
stuff.
The conversation I'm trying to have here with you.
Okay.
Are you okay with your young driver to drive a vehicle that doesn't have all of that?
I am, yeah, because you learn backward, right? It's the same theory of doing donuts in the parking lot with your first-time driver so they know what it's like when your car goes out of control.
But are you gonna? It's almost like, do you need to learn now? Okay, I don't want to trigger anybody, but it's almost like the idea of, do you need to learn how to spell when spell check is going to cover your ass?
Yes.
So do you need to learn how to drive without the light that shines when there's somebody in your blind spot? When you're never going to have to drive when... Yeah, but they don't even sell cars without that feature anymore.
Right.
It's almost like a standard.
Okay, so yeah, I love that. I love the fact that you have to compensate once once you get a car, then everything's easier. Yeah. But you still have that muscle memory of turning around and looking behind you. You know?
I don't even know if I could drive a car like that anymore.
See, that's dangerous. See, they're making it safer for us, quote, safer, but they're making us also lazier.
But it's called almost like a stick shift. I don't know how to drive a stick shift. Do I ever need to know how? No.
Yeah, but if you did learn how to, then you'd always know. That's how
so
I learned.
So you saying that when you have a, if you have a 16-year-old, when Allie turns 16, mm-hmm. you're going to give her a basic car with stick shift?
Yeah, I could do that, sure.
Did your boys get a hand-me-down from their grandparents?
No, they got a used car. They kicked in for
oh,
it.
Oh, they didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't get the hand-me-down car. Mm-mm. God, so many people. I think I'm the only person standing left that doesn't do the pass-me-down car.
I don't know of anybody who's done it. None of my friends have done it. None of my circle of people that I know have done it.
Yeah, but their kids are older now.
Back when?
I think I was, yeah. I think your kids are the last generation to have to actually work for their vehicle. Your kids and then my kid coming
exactly,
up.
Exactly. Well, good luck on the permit test. We got to follow that that plot line over the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
I'm
not going to tell you if she fails. That's embarrassing.
Yes, you can. We do, yeah. Okay. 98.9 Buzz. With Sandy. Hey, congrats to Melissa. She's listening. She got through on the tickets to go see the Lalas at the Vine Showroom. It's a Lalas burlesque show at Del Lago. And I guess these gals are out of Los Angeles, and they're the best of the best. And she said, can't wait because she saw a burlesque show here in Rochester last year, so this is going to be big. This is apparently great. I mean, they fly them all the way in from L.A. for this. So we've got more tickets tomorrow. So congrats to you. If you want to listen in, we'll be here tomorrow starting at 6. Oh, hold on, Sandy. Okay, there.
Anything you miss from the show, just listen to the Spisano and Sandy podcast. You can search it out wherever you listen to your podcast, The Breakfast Buzz or Spisano and Sandy. And if you have a good jerker justified that you want to bring up tomorrow, you know, as you go throughout your day, if you notice anything, there's the ability to leave us a voice message on our Audacy app, Audacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave your phone number, too, so we can call you back.
Yeah.
You don't have to go on the air with us if you don't want. We can keep your identity protected if you want, mm-hmm. but leave us a voice memo, and then, we'll do it tomorrow at around 7:15-ish.
We love a Jerker Justified. We also love 98 straight minutes commercial-free. Next on The Buzz.
Got a story Spisano and Sandy need to hear?
Leave them a quick voice message right now.
Open the Audacy app,
search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone.
Audacy. Audacy.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Audacy wherever you get your podcasts.